I don't look at dicks.
Having a bald head for men is like having huge boobs for a woman. Oh no, your tongue's hard. Wrong spray. Dude, stop masturbating on me.
How often are you jizzing while you're in the gym?
Oh, every time.
My boyfriend comes in 30 seconds because my pussy is so tight and my face is so nice.
I'm refusing to wear this week.
Why?
I'm done with Christmas already, man.
Even he's wearing it, man. I love the American way you've got it on your head, though, just over the cap.
Even I'm wearing it, man. You don't think the world deserves a little bit of kindness now? We're going through a nightmare.
And that's the man from New York saying that.
I know.
Yeah. So. How are you, man?
I'm good.
Good stuff. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks
appreciate
for
it.
Me.
Sure. I thought I saw him yesterday. I went to McDonald's and I saw a bald man with a mustache wearing a Lakers jersey. I was like, oh, fuck, that's Tamer. And I messaged him. I was like, I just saw you in Gloss at McDonald's. And he was like, I had no idea what any of those words mean.
Well, McDonald's.
Yeah, he said that bit.
But people do that to me all the time. Like, one time this guy was like, oh my God, I took a picture of this guy. I thought it was you. And it was a bald Korean woman.
But with a mustache that was much thicker.
Well, she was going through chemotherapy, so her hormones were off.
We started.
I'm like, she's got tits for now.
Just give me 2 seconds.
That's the darkest thing I've said today.
Oh, it can get darker. As long as it's coming out of your mouth and not mine, I'm comfortable.
I seriously get like three a week.
What, three lookalikes?
Three messages a week, from people that are like, hey, is this you? Either like in a TikTok, on Instagram somewhere, in a street, different countries, people constantly.
Could commit so many crimes, though. You'd be like, that wasn't me, that was a Korean woman.
Dude, the spectrum is, people just get lost when they see those two things. It's like having a bald head for men is like having huge boobs for a woman.
Right.
Like, oh, I saw you yesterday.
That's the defining characteristic.
It was just like, no, you just saw the boobs. You saw the boobs and everything, and then your vision went blurry everywhere else. It's like the boobs made your eyeballs have crazy aperture. Really? And the same thing happens with a bald head.
Reflective light,
It's a bald head. It's the same shape as a tit. And then people are like...
Not as spongy, though. The
aperture
famously.
Gets... Huh?
Famously not as spongy, though.
Not as spongy. Yeah, well, I don't know if you've been to Essex lately.
Fair dude.
A lot of those are some pretty hard boobies.
How long have you been in the UK?
I've been here now for about a couple months.
And he's already felt Essex boobs. That's like,
oh, dude, I know. Essex is the place where I feel most at home because all the women there are the same color as me.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, is this Egypt?
Is that where you're from originally?
Originally, yeah.
Yeah. But were you born in New York?
No, I was born in Cairo. Right. We moved to Egypt when I was like, I'm sorry, we moved to America when I was like 6 years old.
Right.
But LA first. I went to school all the way to high school, and then I moved to New York after. Sick. So most of my adult life in New York.
Yeah. So what was the reason for moving from Egypt?
From
real
Egypt
departure.
To America?
Yeah, that's a real departure.
That's like going up to a homeless person and going, why did you move indoors? It's so different. What? Culturally, it's completely different. Like,
I've seen Egypt on telly. They've got a Pizza Hut by the fucking pyramids. It's all a fucking...
No, we were spoiled for sure. I mean, definitely. We were not like, you know, the Egyptians you see in movies. We had a good life, absolutely. But as far as opportunities go, the opportunities were limited.
Yeah.
Definitely. So it was definitely like my parents being like, hey... This kid's only 5. Yeah, we still love him.
Still.
We think he could do something. Let's take him somewhere.
But he's getting
good.
Nowhere here. He's getting absolutely nowhere. Yeah. At most, he might manage a restaurant if we stay where we are now.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd be like, I'd have like 3 wives and I'd own like a hookah bar. And
that sounds great to me.
Yeah, you see your dream. Yeah. But at least in New York, you can manage a restaurant while chasing your real dream.
Yeah exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
I've got a more poignant question. Like, when did you make the decision to go full mustache?
It was a complete accident, man. I didn't
How does that happen by accident?
Shaver ran out at the perfect moment. He's
I'm
like,
an Arab man. I did not want to grow a mustache. Like, if you're an Arab with a mustache, you're a dictator. Like, there's not a lot of... Like, what are you trying to be? What are you, the king of Libya? Like, who are you? You know what I mean? Next thing you know, I'm going to be walking around with those huge, like man robes. These are my 3 chicks, you know. No, I did it because I had a Swedish wife, and I think she had a crush on Magnum PI. No, yeah, I get that a lot too.
Magnum PI.
Tom Selleck. Tom Selleck, yeah, and he was what's her name's boyfriend on Friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
Richard,
yeah. Exactly.
Richard, so, the man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real so man. My ex is like, yeah, grow a mustache. I think it's sexy.
And you went for it, yeah.
And I went for it, and I left the house, and I got chased by groups of children going, "It's a Mario," and I'm like, okay. It's not sexy.
I feel like it's sort of like when someone like takes a photo of like Brad Pitt into a barbershop. Do you know what I mean? He's like, yeah. "Can you make me look like Brad Pitt?" And they're just like, "Not really." I mean, I can give you his haircut, but like you. You're not going to like Tom Selleck after just growing the mustache.
I mean, when I'm in the gym, I constantly have, especially older guys coming up to me, and it always starts the same way. No disrespect, mate, but you look just like Charlie Bronson.
Yeah.
Like that. And I just start, do I look like Charlie Bronson?
Guess it's not about to start fucking fighting.
I start covering myself with baby oil.
Your antlers have gone.
Oh, no.
God damn it.
Don't worry.
Oh, no.
If I was you, I'd use that as the perfect
excuse.
It's
like the joy of Christmas is like, I don't want to be on top of this person. It's like when a fish commits suicide. Like it jumps.
Do they do that?
Yeah, sometimes fish will get super depressed. Like if you play Morrissey, they'll jump
out the water.
They'll jump out of your tank. You know?
Are you sure they're like trying to commit suicide? Have they not just got too
they're like, fuck this. I'm out of here. I'm sick of being gold.
I had fish, and if I ever like filled the tank too much, I'd come home and it'd just be on the floor. And I'm like, fuck! Fuck, Tango, get back in.
Tango. Oh my God.
It was a little bit Fanta. Orange.
It's the stupidest fucking pet to get a fish, I think, because people go, oh my God, they're so relaxing. I could just watch them all day. But then the task of cleaning the fucking tank every week.
It's never worth it, man. Yeah.
It's never worth it. It's not the pros don't outweigh the cons.
I feel like all my friends who love strip bars also have pet
strip
fish. Bars. All my friends who love strip bars.
I thought you said strip
bars. No, strip bars. Like, you know, naked ladies.
You just call, they're strip bars, and you will call them that.
No, it's strip bars.
Right.
And all my friends that love strippers also have aquariums.
It just goes hand in hand.
Yeah, because they're like...
They're just like watching things dance.
I could look at something without the urge to touch it. So like strippers and fish. Like it makes sense. Like I like cats.
That's so good.
I like cats. You can't take me to a stripper. I'll get arrested. I'm like, I want to pet it. I want to squeeze her paws.
This is going to be one of those episodes where we just press play on the guests.
Yeah, no, I enjoy it.
No, that's
good.
It's great.
I need to readjust my seat because you made me laugh it down then.
Oh, that's
you
cool.
Laughed your seat down.
It's important that they don't think I'm short.
Right. So competitive.
How tall are you?
Me, I'm 5'9", baby.
Solid
5'9". So yeah. I wouldn't say I was particularly short. I'm the tallest member of my family.
People would, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, that's fucking, you're a giant. How tall are you, Tamer?
I'm like 5'10".
5'10", all right, okay. He's got big dick.
It was a weird way to justify your height. Say, I wouldn't say I'm short. I'm the tallest person in my family.
Oh, yeah. No, that's an important stat to me because my family are just... generally short, which is not good at funerals because I often carry in the weight of the fucking coffin.
Oh no.
That's happened with both grandparents. And I'm not bitter about it at all.
Because of how small they are, it's not that heavy, so it's ideal.
No, it is. My little brother was like, I've said it on the pod before, my granddad, he was like afterwards, man, it's so sad that he barely weighed anything. And I was like, you fucking mess it. I was carrying his full weight, that's why. We didn't distribute the weight properly. Nah, I learned it was much better. I got it at the back, there was a slope down, better.
Yeah, so if you're looking for positives in the death of your grandparents, you're getting better with each one.
Yeah, well, I've run out now, so can't get any better.
Damn it. You can carry mine. It's not
I reached
long.
My prime.
You know, it depends. On the way people die, the weight distribution will be different on the coffin. Like if you have a huge tumor, it'll be off balanced.
Oh my God, I didn't even
like
think
if
about
a guy
like
dies
that.
With a giant like elephantitis of the head,
it's gonna
the
be tough.
The back of the coffin have to be much stronger.
Carrying it in like that.
Yeah, his legs are all skinny.
That's a lot of pressure.
Like, bah! Like an olive on a toothpick.
Like a corn dog. I'm trying to relate to you. I'm trying to make up American things. I nearly had one of those at Scarefest ring recently, but they looked perfect. We had like this
corn dog.
Tiny. Yeah, we had a really tiny version. It was like £8, so I was like, absolutely not. But it was fucking, it was like this. Are they usually that
corn
small?
A corn dog?
Yeah.
Are they usually that small?
You went like this. Corn dog is vertical.
Well, yeah, but like the...
Either way.
But it was like, it was just like a little fucking nugget on the end of a stick.
But it's not either way. You can't say, have you had a corn dog? You gotta go have you had a corn dog.
What you thought you was thinking GIF, like a corn dog that thick. He's trying to eat it sideways.
Have you ever had a hamburger? You ever had a hamburger before?
But we have a hot dog side. Yeah, okay. I'm trying to back him up, but
I appreciate the reach that you're going for. Like, I'd already accepted it.
Don't you insult my mate's physics? He knows what he's talking about.
But also, you have to remember, like, there's a generational software. You know, corn dogs have for all of my teenage and pubescent years resembled penis. So for my entire childhood,
it's not allowed any dick shaped food.
Dick shaped food. And it's a dick. So you can't beat like that. I'm like, what's that?
Well, you see a dick sideways most. I mean, that's an interesting view if you're seeing it from the fucking.
Well, I don't look at dick sideways. I've never.
I don't look at dicks.
Pornographic.
Yeah, what are you gay?
I don't look them in the eye.
Straight on.
Singular. With one of my eyes closed too.
But yeah, is that common? Are they usually like this big? Because I felt like I was getting ripped off. So
that's
definitely
getting ripped off. That's a corn dog in a blanket.
Yeah.
Corn dogs are normally like the size
full
of a vibrator.
Full hot dog size.
The size of a vibrator?
Yeah. Like that big.
Okay.
A foot.
And do they usually have two little fucking fingers coming on the
end? Prongs coming off the top.
No, there's a stick. There's a stick down here, and if you're lucky, there's a little bit of corn that sticks to the bottom of the stick.
Okay.
Then when you finish, you could get a little bit of cornbread.
I feel like he's really into corn dogs.
Corn dogs are pretty good with mustard. Yeah. With like proper French's mustard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. American mustard, I think, is definitely better than English mustard.
American food in general is probably better except for chocolate. You guys suck at
making
chocolate. Yeah, we do suck at candy, which is weird because we trick a lot of kids. We get them with booze.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mad the drinking age in America is like... 21, but like they drink a lot earlier than us, I think, mate. No, do they though?
No, I don't know so much. Like, I went to Florida when I was 20, almost 21, and it was so frustrating, man. Do you know, I haven't been like drinking legally for a couple years and drinking illegally for even longer than that, and just being denied a pint when you know that it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
It was just a weird, like, obviously, I was with my parents and my dad did, like, you know, get the occasional pint for me, but we genuinely would get like told off by security and threatened to be kicked out the theme park just for having a pint.
But you guys, I think for you guys, it's a trip for me. It's an interesting social study, like to be American and then come to England, because like you guys start drinking much earlier. Arguably, some people say because of that, you have a healthier relationship with booze. But I don't think so.
I don't think anyone's looked at an 11-year-old in a park and gone, he seems like he's really in touch with himself. He feels like he's really healthy.
You guys changed pretty dramatically.
Yeah.
Like you really embrace keep calm and carry on when you're sober.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you drink, it's like booze is a moon and you guys are werewolves. Like you are complete, you're like the Japanese where during the day you're like so polite, so trustworthy. Yeah. And then the minute you have some booze, wait, he's like, are you sniffing my girlfriend's panties? Like,
wait till you see us in Europe.
How did you change that much?
Like, and she's wearing them. Like, dude, have some claps. Yeah, exactly. She's still in them.
It's crazy. You guys, like in Liverpool, I remember, you're from Liverpool.
Yeah, well, I'm from Wallasey over the water. That's an important distinction because people from Liverpool will get offended if I say I'm from Liverpool.
I imagine you probably know this. Like, I went to a bar after a comedy show and I went to walk in. The guy's like, you can't come in. And I'm like, why? He's like, because you're a single guy. And I'm like, that's what bars
just getting
fix.
You at your insecurities?
bars fix that. That's like in a restaurant going, you can't come in here.
You're hungry.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, let me in, man. What are you, autistic? You're single. Thank you. Let me in now. What's wrong with you? No, but then they said single men aren't allowed in bars in Liverpool. And that's because of your guys' relationship with booze. Now I can't meet ladies.
That's odd. That's really, I didn't know
that's
that was
crazy.
A thing.
No, I don't know if it's like a
maybe it's because I have friends. You should try that. But grow up.
Oh, how dare you. That's what happens when you chase your dreams and your friends stop believing.
Have you?
Just me now. Just me.
You're like crying outside the bar on your own going, I'm the enlightened one.
Oh, dude, the number of times I've looked in the mirror and done the Snoop Dogg, I'd like to thank myself for believing in me.
This is to all the teachers. They've all never been nothing.
Yeah, they've all left.
Why does every American rapper always have this teacher as well that was like really abusive? Like every American rapper always had a teacher that told him he was going to amount to absolutely nothing.
Oh, dude. A lot of them were dealing crack in LA.
Every American student. I mean, there are some pretty wild teachers.
Yeah.
You know, I think people, I liked it. In my life, I think of power as a drug. When someone references the word power, my brain hears cocaine. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I hear. Like, when Donald Trump says, oh, I've never done a drug in my life, I'm like, you're high on power. You're super high. Yeah, you're the highest president we've ever had in the history of civilization, but you've been high on power.
Yeah.
But we don't classify power as a drug because only the people that make the laws are the ones who get the good stuff.
That's why I don't do them.
But when get a little... when any of us get a little bit of power... Like it's like getting a little bit of bad cocaine.
Like becoming a manager in a shop.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Then you're like
fold them fucking t-shirts now, lad.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking... Well, you were 5 minutes late. You are strike one.
Yeah, and to be fair, I backed that completely because if you ever hung out with your friend like 3 days after he's just won a fight on a night out, they are the most insufferable. So I got him like this, right? I got him like this and I thought I'm just going to batter his head in. I punched him and he's just out cold. It's fucking horrid. It's horrendous.
Worst.
And I can't be around them.
It's the worst.
So I get what you're saying. You had that one powerful moment and they just sort of dine out on it for months afterwards.
One of my friends did the exact same thing and I'm like, dude, stop masturbating on me. Like you're self-congratulating. It's like, I beat him up. And I'm like, dude, do it alone. I don't want to witness.
Just wanked your head piece off and I fell back in the chair again.
Do you know what I mean? I don't want to. You don't need a witness to masturbate, self-congratulate yourself.
It feels better though.
We're getting the guests
get
to wear those year round. We're getting the guests to wear those year round.
I like antlers. It gives me a little bit of height.
What have you come over to the States? Come over to the UK by yourself? Or have you got a missus?
Well, I got married originally. I got married like peak pandemic.
Right.
It's a wild story.
It's cheap though.
Huh?
Cheaper?
It was cheaper. Yeah. But it was I was going crazy. I was in New York in the Lower East Side. My apartment was real small. And I figured a way that I could travel psychologically was to go on Bumble and use Passport. So I could put myself in any city in the world that I wanted to. So I put myself in Barcelona and I met a Swedish chick and we fell in love. And then she said, come to Barcelona. And here's the crazy part. Like back then they said, if you have COVID once and recovered, and you have a note from a doctor, you can travel that first summer. So I came, but because Barcelona and Madrid always argue with each other over Catalonia and Spain, the laws are changing all the time. I land in Barcelona and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm here to see my girlfriend. I'm gonna.
You can't come in, you're a single guy. He's like, I'm about to fix it.
I know, right?
I'm about to fix it, fuck.
So then he goes, yeah, you can't come in. I'm like, why can't I come in? Here's my paperwork. And he's like, no, we changed the law yesterday. And
oh my God.
So and they made what point did they say you can't come in? Sorry, when you're in the country.
I was already at the border.
You're just on the flight. Yeah.
And then they wouldn't let me in. They wouldn't let me call this girl that I was going to spend the summer with so we got to know each other like in real life. And then they made me spend the night in jail and then sent me back the next day, the very next day. And then 2 weeks later, we met in Gibraltar and we got married there because Gibraltar had no deaths from COVID.
Yeah.
And it was like the last place on European soil that was letting Americans in and it was close enough to Spain. So she came to Gibraltar and we got married in the exact same spot as John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
That's boss.
It was cool.
That might be like the best like meeting
story
ever.
Yeah, cool.
That's
I'll show so you a fucking, picture.
Hang on, we're glossed over the fact he just put himself in another part of the world on a dating app, met a Swedish girl, and then tried to meet her in Barcelona, sure. Did you meet her in Barcelona eventually?
When we got married, I asked her to marry me the first day we met. And that's us, and John Lennon, Yoko Ono, and us in front of the rock.
That's sick.
That was like the third day we knew each other. I asked her to marry me the first day we met, and she said, yeah.
Like, how does that
It would be cool if, like, John Lennon, you were hoping up, like, your fucking pile. Like, your American, but not your American papers. Well, I was going to say the trying to get into Barcelona. What are they called?
I don't know.
Visa.
Fuck me.
That would have made more paperwork.
Visa, but it's literally just printed out like A4.
Dude, my Barcelona license, I properly look like Charles Bronson. Like this is me in California, right? Like I look like I'm on.
Just check the names the same on all of them. I watched The Killer the other night.
Yeah, since when were you called Dave?
And then look what COVID did to me.
Fuck.
I haven't even seen it.
Oh my God. This should be on like some sort of, like in a magazine, like a before and after.
The mustache totally. Was a good move.
Cheers.
It was a good
move. You look really wholesome in the first one though.
Cheers, I'll do
it. Thank you, fuck you.
You look really wholesome in the first one. Like you look like a nice guy. You look like you'd be fun to be around and stuff. Yeah. In this one, you look like
you
could
wear
my skin.
I killed that guy.
Gonna force me somebody in Gibraltar.
It's been a stressful almost four years, man. It's been wild.
Yeah, but you got married now, though. Day one.
No, we got divorced. We got divorced.
Oh my God.
I mean, don't take this as an insult. They got married on day one.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Bold move.
It lasted 3 years. I think it would have lasted, but comedy is a. It's like I'm a single dad and comedy's my kid and my kid's a fucking brat. You know? Like, my kid's like, I am going to tell jokes about women. You know what I mean? She's like, I don't like when your kid does that. I'm like, well, that's my kid. It's not yours. I'll raise it the way I want.
So how quick did you get married after like meeting?
Well, we had to get married because we felt like we didn't know what was going to happen with COVID. And so we're like, if we're married, we're technically family. And then the laws can't separate us.
Yeah.
So we're like, fuck it. Let's just get married. So we got married in Gibraltar. And then we rented a car, drove across the border, and drove to Barcelona.
That's so sick.
It's so romantic.
It's also just him getting a green card. That's always happened there.
The smile on
his
face.
Call a spade a spade. He did it so he could get into another country. Is that not the oldest trick in the book?
It's not. Listen, if I was doing that, the title of this episode would be 90 Day Fiancé. The title... But for me, the title should be 995 Day Fiancé. So it's like 3 years. You know, 1,085 Day Fiancé. It was like 3 years I spent with her. I believed it was going to work. I really did. Like, we had a shit ton in common. But it was, I think.
She's pretty.
She's gorgeous. She was gorgeous. It was, I think what it was is when I got to Barcelona, the scene wasn't strong enough. Yeah, and for to have a career.
I've heard that as well. Like Mike Rice goes over there and stuff. I've heard him talk about it on podcasts. Like he's done shows and it's like the like whatever. You know what I mean?
I mean the people are super sweet and really nice and they're definitely making an effort. But you know, I'd at that point I've been a comic for 11 years and I wasn't willing to go back to having a part time job or anything.
Yeah.
I've been a full time comic for too long. So I basically was on the road every weekend.
And also, like, you've met this girl, sure, but you were already way more committed to stand-up than you ever were to her. Sure, you married her, whatever. But, like, you were. This is your job now. This is your livelihood. Yeah. This is how you make your living.
Well, dude,
So, like, she's never going to get in the way of it. She's never going to replace it.
I mean, I've said it before, and I've said it, like, almost the way you read a motivational poster. Sometimes, especially us guys, we'll say things that have weight, but we won't feel it. Like, I'll say, like, oh, comedy's more than a job to me. Mm. But then... I'll be staring across at the only person I know at this continent. You know what I mean? And she's become everything to me. Like my lover, my best friend, my source of community, all the friends I made.
Yeah. Your way into bars. Yeah.
And when she was like, kind of put me in a situation where it was her comedy, I didn't even finish inhaling. I was like, comedy.
It was just simple. Yeah.
And it just made me realize like, this is it. It could be a dream or it could be a nightmare, but I'm addicted to this shit.
Yeah.
Like in
there's
a
also
way
the
that,
element,
you know,
sorry to interrupt, but she's okay. Like, she's put you in that position.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So she's making you choose.
Like and comedy now, never so put you in that position.
Yeah. No. But instantly now I'm less fond of you as a person because you've given me an ultimatum and that's a shitty thing to do to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like that'll have had an effect.
Yeah, no,
also.
I agree 100%. And you know, she had her reasons, I had my reasons, but like it made me realize at that point, I'm like, wow, I really do love the shit out of this. I really would do it for free. I don't think I could stop if I wanted to.
Were you not even doing her for free?
Yeah, no, I was. Actually, I take it back. It was quite expensive.
No, but listen, shit happens. It is what it is, isn't it? Like, when did you guys split up?
We split up about 4 months ago.
Right.
Or 5 months ago, Maybe more.
Was she in the UK?
No, she, that was part of the deal. She never wanted to leave Barcelona, so that made it really challenging.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
And then...
it's a hell of a commute to do hot water, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I just love comedy so much. I could live anywhere. There is comedy. You know what I mean? As long as there's comedy, as long as I get to get the poison out, you know?
Yeah. I think as well with like a relationship, I think that all these, the couples that struggle the most are the ones that have been together for many, many years. And then about 15 years into a relationship, the partner decided that he wanted to do stand up. You know what I mean? Like it's all my girlfriend's ever known.
Yeah.
So she like just it just is what it is.
That's great.
You
know
what I mean? It's like she, when we met, I was already doing stand up. I was only a few months in, but if you could argue that I was doing more gigs back then because it was like I was doing all the show open mics and stuff.
Yeah.
So not like I wasn't having to wait on paid stuff and stuff like that. So it's all she's ever known. But I think if you are set in your ways and you've got this marriage and you've got this life together, and then suddenly you're no longer available 4 nights of the week.
Yeah.
And I, as your wife or your husband, are going to be like, what the fuck is this?
100%.
Like, come on. I mean,
and that's one thing though. But then also like potentially moving to another country, like you said, it wasn't sustainable in Barcelona.
Yeah.
It's like that on a.
It was
a whole other level.
It was definitely hard. I mean, I of course, when I talk to my friends, where they say like anger is a secondary emotion. So of course I acted like I was angry, but I was really sad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was sad that she didn't want to like stick it out.
Yeah.
You know, cause like I come from, you know, I was a witness to like first generation immigrants and like what my mom had to put up with. Like leaving Egypt for America. It's not like you leave from Egypt, you go to America, and then they give you like a nice apartment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like walking over homeless people to get home. I was like, and prostitutes and all kinds of. We lived in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And it was
like, hi, Dad.
Yeah, that's it. Not nice. It was like 4 years of not nice before I think it took almost 8 years before I could say our quality of life in America matched the quality of life we had in Egypt. It took 8 years, and my mom was a soldier. And I think if that's what you witness, you kind of like, and you don't have the education of being a good communicator about your emotions. You don't say that to women, especially like a woman who watches a lot of psychology YouTube videos.
She may as well be a psychologist.
Dude, I couldn't even talk. It was like playing soccer with a Brazilian. I'm like, come on, man. Like, what are you bouncing it off your clavicle? Like, she's like this and like that. And I'm like, and every time I try to do anything, she's like, no hands. And I'm like,
But you communicate about it like really well now. Is it just the hindsight?
You never responded the same in the way you'd like to in during an argument. Yeah.
So you realize quickly, especially in romantic relationships, you realize like the different operating software we're all on.
Yeah.
You know, in different countries. Like when I dated American chicks, I had less problems. When I dated her, we had a lot of issues that we talked through. And then a lot of it, you could go backwards and be like, oh, fuck. I don't know that I really feel that way, if that's just software that was put in my head because I was part of American culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that U2 album they put on your iPhone.
Without any consent. Yeah, like, yeah, I remember
that. Do I really think women are less than me? Or did they just put that album there? When they gave me my brain, they gave it. I didn't pick it. It was here. I didn't delete it, but I didn't know it was there, if I'm honest.
So did you start doing stand-up in L.A., or was it when you moved to New York?
L.A. That you did such it? A weird place to start doing stand-up.
Yeah. It's it's one of the capitals of the world, though, isn't it?
It is, for sure.
Both L.A. and New York?
Though. Yeah, it is, but L.A. feels like it's so professional. You know, it's like learning how to run track in Jamaica.
Okay. You know?
We're like, you're around the fastest people in the world. You're like, Jesus Christ.
Steve mixed martial arts against the Taekwondo black belt on your first day. He's just like, hit me, see if you can. Yeah.
You're like bombing at an open mic and Chris Rock walks by. You're like, hello. It's going to get better. It's so embarrassing. Yeah, but I had a friend who mentored me and he's like, what kind of comic do you want to be? And I'm like, I really want to be an international comic. I want to be like...
And to get past that, you moved from Egypt to America, then to Barcelona, who you dated a Swedish girl. He's like, he'd had a different fucking idea of international.
Dude, it's crazy.
And now he lives in Charlton.
I'm like James Bond if he never made it. I've been all over the world. I have no licenses.
So like how long did you do LA before moving to New York?
I started comedy LA and I learned comedy in LA and comedy writing, which I thought it was a good place to learn comedy writing because LA's got like some of the best instruction on the arts in the world.
Yeah.
So I think I was there for about 4 years and then I came to the UK and I spent about 3 years here.
Okay.
In London. I did my first Fringe and then got signed and then did like 3 years in London and then went back to New York.
You've done stand-up in all of the most tricky places on the planet. Yeah. You realize this? Yeah. Like Barcelona, LA, London, like these are all the places. You're finally now, you must be fucking buzzing that you're in the northwest of England where it's like so accessible and like everyone just really appreciates good stand-up.
All of them are like capitals of comedy too. Like Manchester is arguably the capital in the north. It's quite like north-centric. I mean, Manchester, you could argue Liverpool now as well. But
yeah, I agree. But like if you're going to be a chef, you're going to want to live, work in work and live in Paris at some point.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to live and work in New York, and you're going to want to live and work in London. It's almost like those old cartoon suitcases where you want certain stamps on your bag. And the guy that mentored me used to tell me, he's like, if you want to be like a really good international comic, you should live in the UK once, because they're going to go, he's American, he's stupid. And it's going to make your stuff smarter. Because the audience, because it's a co-creation. You're never creating alone. You're co-creating. And when you're in an environment where the collective personality thinks you're stupid, your work's going to get smarter.
Yeah.
He's on. Then when you come back to New York, they're going to go, oh, he was in London. He can't handle these animals.
Yeah.
these fucking Staten Island bros that are like, Trump's not so bad. Hey. You know, hey, what's wrong with grabbing a pussy? Hey. You know, like those guys are in the crowd going, make me laugh, you monkey. You know, so I'm like, I got to shut that guy up. And so New York, they're going to go, he doesn't have the confidence to handle any crowd. Yeah. Or the check drop spot, which, like, one of my friends did a special on that named James Mattern, where it's like the notorious spot clubs will give you sometimes, which is when they start passing out checks.
So it's just disruptive in the crowd.
Totally disruptive. And Americans doing math is a long process.
They force you to do math when you pay the bill, in America. Yeah, I don't fucking get it.
It's so dumb. And we're not good at math.
So I was angry that I resented having to do it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so he said London because they think you're stupid, New York because they think you won't be confident, and then go back to LA because they'll think you've lost your polish.
Yeah.
So between the polish, the confidence, and the intellect.
You're like a creator character on a video game.
Yeah.
he's going to get the skill points in LA.
The attributes. I like how the same guy who couldn't wrap his head around a corn dog being sideways.
That was a mindfuck. That was a total mindfuck. Let's fall off again?
Yeah, ages ago. Yeah, we just let it be because you were being profound, so we let it be, don't worry.
Talking about divorce, and I didn't want to say any further.
They're like high heels for your head.
We didn't want to tell you that you'd also lost something else in your life, you know what I mean?
I know. I do lose quite a bit.
Yeah.
Where's been your favorite, like, city to do the stand-up? Where you've been based?
Where I've been based? I really like the scene. Being based in Manchester, I'm gigging all over the UK. So I really liked here quite a bit. Like, I like Hot Water a lot. I like Laughter House a lot. I love the Glees. Comedy Store shows are amazing. I'm doing my first boat shows in January. I'm excited about doing those.
That's down in London, isn't it?
In London, yeah. But also,
hitting the scene hard, though, because these clubs are notoriously hard to get into, but obviously your experience has carried you through it and stuff.
I think so. Well, I have a great management company, too. I'm with Get Comedy.
Oh, fair dues, yeah.
And they're great and really good guys, and they get me. They get my comedy, and they get what I want to do. And then I also really love parts of Europe. Like, I think what happened after the pandemic is a bunch of people, for them, remote work became a reality. It wasn't just a concept anymore. Yep. Like, it forced, you know, companies to embrace it. So now there's a bunch of English-speaking communities popping up in parts of Europe that maybe wouldn't have had big enough English communities to start thinking of targeting for shows.
Yeah.
So I started touring Europe when I was in Barcelona, because Barcelona couldn't sustain my life. So I was like, there's great group of people in Budapest, in Hungary, a strong scene in Berlin.
All English-speaking comedy scenes.
English-speaking, exactly. Like, Berlin doesn't even feel like Germany. Well, the cops do, but like, they feel very German. I'm not going to talk about Germans. It just reminds people about the one bad mustache, you know?
Yeah. Have you ever had that? Like, people come up to you, like, you look like bronze. Hey, sorry, I thought you were Hitler. My bad.
Not yet. I've had some pretty crazy ones. Persian Joe Rogan was one of my favorites. Spicy Gandhi was a weird one.
He's already pretty spicy.
It's like a convertible cabriolet.
Maybe it was the flip-flops you were wearing at the time.
Yeah. I was wearing a toga and holding hands with a child. That's his wife.
I forgot all about that.
He didn't marry
a child.
Should
we do some features? Because you've got to get going at 7, sure. So have I. So okay, it's going to be slightly shorter.
We're flying through today. So you get for being so interesting, Tamer.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's been fun, man, for sure. So we usually do, like, we usually ask for, like, listener submissions and stuff, but sometimes they're fucking cowards and they don't send it in.
Thanks for watching, like, and subscribe.
So we, like, react to Reddit posts and things like that. And that sort of stuff. And obviously you got the message about the other bits of prep, like the off-your-chest section and stuff. So sweet, you got stuff for that?
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. We'll get to that in a little bit. Appreciate you. So I saw this one on Reddit, and it says, my boyfriend can't last in bed at all, and it's starting to frustrate me. This was actually sent in by a Swedish girl who lives in Barcelona.
What a coincidence.
It's crazy, right?
That's nuts.
I don't feel like I know you well enough yet to make these jokes. No, he might still have his like.
You
his
can
heart,
make a
like,
joke about me having a soft cock. But you got to say soft cock while making eye contact with me.
Soft cock.
That was romantic.
You put so much emphasis on the cock.
That was sensual. Soft. I like how he said soft with a PH. Soft cock.
Soft.
He said it like an asthmatic. Soft cock. Do you guys have ASMR listeners? Soft cock. Have you ever? Soft cock.
You keep talking like that. Mine's going to be hard.
I feel like when my penis is soft, it whispers. Leave me alone.
This is the 11th time today. I'm exhausted. Right.
I'm
this
so
says.
Sleepy.
So our boyfriend and I have been together for a few years now, and overall we are very happy and there for each other, but he cannot last in bed at all. He does always try to make sure I feel good by using his hands or toys, and while I appreciate it, I want more than that. I want to be able to have sex and it lasts longer than 30 seconds. I want this... God.
30 seconds is quick.
That is...
I'm batting double that. Continue.
Good for you, bro. This is the personal best. I want to feel him inside me without him pulling out immediately. Like, we were having sex a week or so ago, and as soon as he put it in, he came. Sometimes it doesn't even last long enough to be able to put it in. Sometimes if I stroke him a few times, he will come. All I want is to be able to have sex and feel him inside me. I want to feel good, but he can never last. I actually can't think of a single time he has lasted more than 30 seconds. And because of this, I have stopped wanting to have sex. I'm just not into it anymore because I always feel let down. I know it isn't his fault and he can't help it, but it's so disappointing. And it's a big turn off, honestly. Because of this, I've started to lose attraction to him and desire to be touched by him. I don't know what to do because I love him and I want to be with him, but this has taken a toll on me and I really don't know what to do.
Easy. Yeah.
Cool, you've got the answer.
Of course. It's become more ugly. This is a humble brag. That's all this is.
Walker, I am so
hey
attractive.
Hey everybody, my boyfriend comes in 30 seconds because my pussy is so tight and my face is so nice. Mm-hmm. People be loved. Oh, I just touch his penis and he comes. What an asshole she is, man.
I'll be honest, I read this and on my life, if Beth posted this on Reddit about me, oh my God. Oh my
so
God.
So humiliating. Yeah, yeah.
What do you do in that situation?
Her boyfriend's going to shoot up a school,
yeah,
man.
Like,
he's
sure.
being emotionally abused.
Yeah, he's used to blowing his load pretty quickly, to be fair.
I'm genuinely thinking about like the science behind it. Like, is he just not tugging it at all?
Yeah,
is he not sorting it out himself?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, does she mention any of that? Like, she's not said that they've tried anything to fix it, and surely he must have. Like, that's the obvious one, isn't it?
Because it's like the gym, innit? Well, any physical activity feels like the fucking gym for me, let's be honest. But what I mean is, in terms of sensitivity, like if I go a while without, I feel like I'm knocked back a couple pegs.
Yeah.
So I will go dead quick and then I'll have to like...
How often are you jizzing while you're in the gym?
Oh, every time. Yeah. No, I get like gym dick. We've talked about it before. Me dick.
It's
like,
good, it's good to jizz. You should jizz.
Yeah.
Probably not in the gym. Definitely not in the women's section. That's the problem.
Like, if our penis was a cow, jizz would be the milk. You got to get it out.
You've got to.
To have a healthy dick tit.
Is that what your bell end is now? Your dick tit.
You got to milk it, man. It's healthy. You got to let it out. People are like so uptight about these are health concerns.
Yeah.
Men have to masturbate.
Gets it
it's like if you masturbate 20 times a month, you will have less chance of getting cancer. That's a fact.
just the delivery, times. I believed you. Where's the basis of evidence for that?
It's on, believe the, you. It's on the internet.
just below the video.
It's true.
Keep going, soldier. That's all he says. You're doing great things.
It's good to jizz, but like he should, you know, like I think a lot of soft cock issues are psychological, especially for us men, because women grow up with these impossible physical standards, looking like supermodels, but we grow up with impossible emotional standards, like boys don't cry. That's not right. And then you hold it in, and then you're like, yeah, I'm fine, but then you can't get hard, and you're like,
your dick
shrivels sad.
With all the emotion.
Why is your dick sad? Your dick sad because you're sad.
And can't he just go again afterwards, by the way?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a refractory period.
Exactly. Maybe if she was a little bit more
understanding.
Yeah, if she was a little bit more understanding, you have to treat an erectile penis like a special Olympics athlete. Like, you have to be like, I believe in you. And be really encouraging. And if you're super encouraging, it'll surprise you.
Yeah, so yeah, you'll get, there's still a gold medal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be like,
someone's got to win it. Yeah. It could be you.
Look how fast the special needs kid did that because everybody believed in him. Have you ever seen a coach go up to a special needs kid? And like, have you ever seen the way coaches work with special needs kid? They work with them in a kind way. They don't be like, go run, do that. You can't, you're never going to make it. That's how you speak to like the average person, but a special needs person, you have to be kind.
Yeah.
And then they will achieve the highest of goals. And I think that's what a soft penis is like.
You can also get like delay spray. Like, I've had that before, which I really recommend. Like, I understand you're probably like you're packing a bit of time in there. You fucking turn the air timer over and you're hitting the marker. Do you know what I mean?
I mean,
but
circumcised, desensitized naturally. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're circumcised?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a fist bump, and then we just did the most circumcised. It's frowned upon in this country.
Right. Okay. But my point being, get delay spray. You feel like a fucking demon, bro.
No, but then,
like, do you know all those things that you used to message back when you in the early days? I'm gonna fucking fuck your fucking head off all night. Do you know what I mean? You're gonna all that shit that you used to, mate. You get the delay spray, like you don't really feel anything until about 30 minutes in, and you're just like a fucking cannon, just a Trojan,
honestly,
just fucking
mate.
It just numbs it a little bit, so you're a fucking.
But then, do you feel anything?
This is what I was gonna say. It would have the reverse effect on me because I've got to ride the lightning. If I'm not in that, I've got
the lightning.
That's a horrendous way to describe your fucking sex life, by the way.
Quick, fast, hits the target.
If you count how many seconds, you can actually hear how far away it is.
Painful. I've got to stay. Like, if I start losing sensation, it's when things start becoming desensitized that I will start losing it and going too long. Like, I can't do that. Why are you staring at me like this? Do you not feel?
No,
I'm
digesting.
You want to feel sensation, don't you? Like, don't.
No,
I agree.
You feel sensation.
Yeah, and it's you become sensitized, desensitized, if you like.
It's porn, man.
I mean, I'm not saying this is something you use all the time, but listen, bro. Like, I've used it like 5 times in my life. But like,
delay
mate,
spray.
Fucking Valentine's Day, you got to put in the graph. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you stack them like you're a fucking jujitsu wrestler, mate. You stack them. You're right there. You just fucking
jujitsu wrestler.
You know what I mean? Like you got to let them know it's Valentine's Day. I'm sorry about Tuesday. Yeah. It's my bad. It's Saturday night now.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I always hear girls at the mall. They're like, oh, I can't wait to just get rammed.
Yeah. I hope it delays his orgasm.
Yeah. That's what this day is all about. That's why when I open the cards in the card store, they're like, happy Valentine's Day. I'm going to fuck your head off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mate,
no,
you get the delay spray,
off.
I'm like Khabib in there, bro. I'm just fucking raining down dick. Like, do you know what I mean?
Like a praying mantis.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the plague I never heard about. Yeah. Raining down dick. Fucking
that's crazy.
Hell.
Yeah, and at the end of the round, I'm like, it's just business. It's just business. That's what it is.
That's hilarious.
It's a very niche UFC joke, but my guys got it.
I don't think delay spray is the answer. I think he just needs
for
to
him,
tug
no, of
it and
it
go
is.
Again.
No, for you it's not. We're
oh
just,
yeah, true.
For the
okay,
reasons
right, yeah,
we just talked myself, about, and it's yeah, I don't yeah, use yeah. it often. You probably don't need to use it, but this guy, that's the fucking key.
Yeah,
it's like £6. You got a couple of those. I mean, one thing I will say is you've
I use
let
ice cream
know.
Sticks.
What? Like, let him know.
Two ice cream
like
sticks.
Like a splint.
Yeah, and then I put my.
You just keep it.
I put this ice cream stick and ice cream
my
stick.
My fingers are broken.
And I pull my finger. My penis. And then I put rubber bands.
One thing I will say
it's like
is,
we're fucking on an abandoned island.
You need to let them know that you've done it. Because if they suck your dick, that's a problem. Kevin Hart's got a
mouth
bit about this. Then they're like,
oh my God.
Like, yeah.
I thought you meant the fucking lolly ice sticks.
Yeah. Holy shit.
No. I mean, you definitely tell them about
spray.
That as well.
Yeah.
But like, you got to let them know about your
all of a sudden,
spray.
You've got a Solero in the fucking cup.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. That's and also, wild. I've got like, I struggle to sleep sometimes. So I have like this lavender spray for my pillow. So it just like knocks me out a little bit. You mix those up, you wake up, you've had a stroke, bro. You're like, oh my God. Oh my God, one side of my face is
spray lavender on your dick, put it in a kip.
Yeah, I look like I just had a filling, you know what I mean? Which she did the night before, I guess.
I love you're like an Eastern European auntie. Like, I have a spray for every problem.
My, lavender delay?
My cabinet of sprays.
Acropellants?
Can't sleep? Soft penis? Bad breath? Oh no, your tongue's hard. Wrong spray!
Ha 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 Yeah, I mean, this guy, if he get, because Blue Chew as well, you could get like a little bit of Viagra, and then that delays you a little bit, I've heard.
I bought Viagra and got too scared to use it, so if anyone wants any, hit me up. I lied to Hims, said I had issues just to fucking get it online, and I just thought I wanted it, just in case I wanted it. Because I'm curious about
Valentine's Day, bro.
I'm curious about that extra you might get off it. Do you know, like, I don't have any issues. I'm curious whether I want it to... Because obviously your dick's like the Hulk, innit? The angrier Hulk gets, the stronger Hulk gets. Like, there's the maximum...
Are you fucking while you're angry?
No, I'm fucking while thinking about superheroes, which is...
fucking green bigger blokes in tights. That's what gets you off.
No, but, like, there's that moment just before... It's time. Your dick is at its fucking strongest. That's how mine is anyway. Mm. And I just would love to harness that power. But I'm scared that I read the side effects and it's like, if you don't need this, don't take it. Do you know? Because you can get some... I'm just scared of losing my dick, man. Seriously.
Just losing it.
Just completely. Losing it. Yeah, losing it. Should. I don't want
to. I love how he says that, like, we're supposed to be surprised. Like, that's, you know, I don't mind losing mine.
No, but would you just take Viagra? Like, would you take Viagra not needing it? That's what I mean. I was going to, and then I read the side effects.
Again,
and I'm
it's like a delay spray. I wouldn't use it. I wouldn't do it every day.
Oh yeah. Well, like, I didn't plan on going.
I need
to
know that, like, she's not going to have a headache in 40 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not. Like, you imagine you're just sat there. You're like, fucking the dick's been sprayed. Yeah. You've had the, and then she's like, you know what? I had a lot of pasta.
Full power, just, you can't do nothing with it.
So like, I would have so much anxiety like leading up to it. I'd be like, it's definitely like, we don't like to plan it, but it's definitely planned, right? We're doing this. Because like, I don't want to be laying in bed feeling.
There's natural ways to do it too. Like, you know how they always say, don't go swimming until 30 minutes after you eat? Yeah. I think with sex, it's like, after you eat, have sex immediately. Because all the blood is already all the way down in your stomach. So it's closer to your penis.
Yeah,
depends
but then you also throw up a Domino's pizza on a
block. But don't let her ride you. You have to pick certain full stomach friendly positions.
You should write a book on this.
I should write a book called I'm Stuffed, You're Stuffed.
I need this.
That's your two favourite things. If you find a way to incorporate Iron Man to the front cover, you've got it. Like, he needs nothing. He'll never leave the house. Good stuff. Have you got anything you want to get off your chest?
Because
we got. I
hate the time of year where people are nice to each other is only on Christmas time. I think we've gone far. There's two things that are driving me crazy. One, I think people have to start being nicer to each other. Just like give everybody a break a little bit. I've seen so many like random. I saw two guys getting in a fight this morning by a bus. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. About how did you get that mad?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, that
although, to be
fast.
Fair, no, I back that.
I do like, back that too. I think it's a British thing. We're angry about the bus anyway.
And one of them was holding a breakfast burrito. I'm like, how can you? You're holding a breakfast burrito.
How could you be mad?
It's like fighting while holding a balloon.
You've got happiness in your hand right there. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, I feel like the angriest I've ever been in my life is at 8:30 in the morning trying to get to work.
Yeah, that's why I kind of
like. So I do back it. Like I've at my best, I'm like when I'm just chilled out. Do you know what I mean? Like before 9 a.m. when I'm late and the fucking boss is ringing me. Oh, your fucking client's here. Like, oh, bro.
Yeah.
But you're never angrier. And like, I'm never more confident than when I'm in my car by myself with the doors locked.
You gotta,
like,
you gotta,
a different person. Like, for fuck's sake! He's like, gets out the car. I'm like, sorry!
But that's all right. Get it if you're driving to work, you get angry at other people. How can you be angry at someone else in the exact same position as
you? Yeah,
that's
we do that, point. Right? Yeah, it's true. We usually get mad at the people who are most like us. Like, India's like, fuck Pakistan. Israel's like, fuck Palestine. I'm like, you guys look the same. Do you know what I mean? You guys are the same. You're the same. The real ones, the real Jews that live in Israel, they look just like the Palestinians. The Jews that are coming from Russia, they're like, this is my land. I'm like, take off your shirt, stand outside. In 20 minutes, you'll have skin cancer. Go fuck yourself. That's not your country.
The
ones that are from the desert look exactly like the other people that are from the desert.
The audacity of this man to talk about what's real. He's an Egyptian American living in Charlton, and he's like, "You're not the real thing."
I guess that was on my chest too, because I have a Muslim dad and a Jewish mom.
Right.
Oh, really?
It's
worlds colliding a little bit. Yeah,
it's crazy.
I
could do another hour from this point on.
Crazy.
I thought there'd be more context, but we're wrapping up.
Yeah, we were a little bit on a time constraint. I think this has only been about four. How long has it been? 52. It's been about 48, something like that. But yeah, we fucking push for time. But thank you so much for coming
on,
man.
Thank you for having me, man. It was fun. You guys are great.
Well, where can people find you? What are you doing? Where's that book coming out? When's it going to be available?
I'm Stuff, Your Stuff, coming to your bookseller soon.
It's on your Kindle and you didn't ask for it. It's already on there.
Yeah, like a YouTube album. Yeah.
I'll show you a Kindle. No, at Tamer Kat, T-A-M-E-R-K-A-T is my Instagram. And then tamerkatan.com is my website. And yeah, see me all around the UK.
Lovely. So you're throwing out content every day. Like my fucking Instagram feed is filled with his tweets and it's fucking.
Oh, thanks.
It's like the only way. It's like an enjoyable version of Twitter because it's just something funny to read.
More digestible than actual like, Twitter.
Yeah, it's not somebody like furious for no reason. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, find him online and stuff. Before we go, give us three things that you hate.
Three things that I hate.
Yeah.
I hate bad machismo. I love being a man, but I don't like people that are flamboyantly straight. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if being a man was being a woman, Joe Rogan would be RuPaul. Like, what is all this? It's too much. What are you, a peacock? Where like one feather has a gun, the other feather has a crossbow, the other feather has like elk meat and push-ups and planking and drugs and DMT. Pick three and you're a full man. He's got too many.
Yeah.
He's like a Swiss Army knife of balls.
Yeah.
It's too much. That's one thing that
annoys
me.
And he can't get any of them out. He's just fucking constantly ugh.
Pick three and then enjoy a sunset. Uh-huh. And be like, I can have a little bit of femininity.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Touch a tree. Feel something.
Oh, he touches trees a lot. He touches a lot of herbs.
And stop throwing facts at people. Just sit and listen once in a while. Joe Rogan, you built like a thumb. I've never seen a man more successful, more rich, and have never heard a woman say, "Man, I really want to fuck Joe Rogan." I've never heard that.
Never heard that. Also, yeah.
Okay, so that's one thing. He drives me crazy. I think all the sort of father figures online, Jordan Peterson, Joe Rogan, Andrew Tate, that is just a sign that a lot of us have had a lot of bad dads and everyone's looking for dad.
Yeah.
Right. So the kids that wanted their dad to teach them sports, they're attracted to Joe Rogan. The kids that wanted their dad to be more of a disciplinarian and clean your room and pay attention, that's Jordan Peterson. And the kids who wanted a dad that was like, teach me how to get women, that's your Andrew Tate. Yeah. They're all just different personifications of one thing. And so we don't have enough good dads. That's two. And then three, okay, remember Sir Mix-a-Lot wrote that song, I Like Big Butts?
Of course.
And classic. I cannot lie.
Hang on. This is such a fucking leap from the first two.
Like, no, on par.
The first one was like really funny. The second one's really profound. And the third one's like, yeah, I just can't stand that song.
No, that's not one. No, I feel like it changed things, you know? That song changed society. And I feel like he needs to take responsibility and write a new song that says, I like big butts, but that's enough. People are getting hurt. Like, this is
Brazilian butt lifts and all that, yeah.
You know, you think there's so many chiropractors on Instagram suddenly? It started when Sir Mix-a-Lot wrote, I like big butts, all these women.
It is the power of music, isn't it? Like, how much further along would Extinction Rebellion be if they just had like a Christmas number one?
Yeah, about, you know what I mean? Big old titties. I'll be sticking myself to the fucking wall.
With what though?
Yeah.
Tamer, thanks so much for coming
thanks
on, man. This has
me.
Been a pleasure.
Fucking America. Yeah.
Maybe not. America.
Sorry. We invented the high five. I mean, babies stole it, but we invented the high five.
School shootings and high fives. That's your
school
thing.
School shootings and high fives.
And corn dogs.
And corn dogs, yeah.